We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The sound of the final buzzer means it's hangover time. So grab a drink and join your host, Alphonse Sidney, for a Miami Heat Beat post-game show.
Sorry. After watching all that fucking choking tonight, I need to make myself a drink. I saw the Phoenix Suns show. I saw the refs choke. Ooh, I'm sick of it. I saw Chris Paul choke. Woo! It's been a rough one. Let me just finish making my drink. I got a little Tito's. You know what I'm saying? I got a little
Sprite. Make a Costco run or something?
Is that Kirkland?
No, that's a Tito's. That's Tito's. That's okay. His name brand.
Just making sure.
I'm sorry, Crab Smart Peddler, but that's name brand. But yeah, there's a whole lot of choking tonight. So yeah, after watching, my throat got dry. I'm Alphonse Sidney, aka Alph954. This is Miami Heat Beat post game show. Hangover time. Bring me out, Brass, because I gotta get something to drink. My throat is dry, y'all. It was just a whole lot of choking going on. I watched the Milwaukee Bucks down 9 in the fourth quarter and come back and win. I saw Chris Paul. I will get into Chris Paul, what happened to Chris Paul. I don't know. I don't blame it all on choking. But I saw that man try to dribble through double teams a few times and throw the ball into the corner and off his legs and off his – whatnot. I saw the referees literally not know what the fuck to do in the middle of a NBA Finals game. And Devin Booker did his thing. I'm not gonna hate on no Devin Booker. We had a big argument about Devin Booker last game. If Siobhan was right and he responded to Monty Williams and he just had a great game because, you know, Monty sat him down last time, whatever it was. Devin Booker had a great game. I'm not even mad that they didn't call that foul because he had some suspect-ass fouls called on him before. But, Brass, I need a second because all the choking going around, it just has my throat dry. Let's find out what everybody else is drinking to get their shit right. Moose, what you drinking tonight?
First of all, I just want to say I'm only here so the check clears. The hardest of 30s, okay? I'm timing it. We're the hardest of 30s tonight. But besides that, I'm excited to be here, guys. You know I got my monkey shoulder over here. We're here to celebrate. I don't know, the refs, they played a great game or some shit. I'm going to hit them one time with a drip drop.
Moose, you still drinking that same bottles of monkey's ass.
Listen,
I'm trying to make it last the season. We're close. Tiff,
you can't get the giant jug like Alf.
This is the third one, though, of the year. So, I mean,
This is my third one this week.
I just improvised.
He's not even joking.
Also not an
alcoholic. Yeah, I'm not.
The day job.
I wish I was joking. Tiff, what are you drinking tonight?
The last drops of the Tito. Like, I ain't even give a shit for a glass. It's plastic from here on out.
Okay. You just trying to get to the end of the season, man. You just trying to make it.
I'm lipping.
You like Jimmy in the playoffs.
Man,
Just trying to get out there and shoot your damn commercials with Dwayne Johnson.
That's it.
Brass, what are you drinking tonight?
I wanted to kind of keep it classy. I was feeling pretty good about this game, but I'm also trying to keep it kind of clean. So I made a Vesper, you know, so it was gin, vodka. Yeah, it's kind of strong, but it's smooth. But honestly, this is like this fucking series.
This was a good game, though, man.
Yeah, it was.
It was a good half.
It was, but like, no, you know, Al, if you were like, man, the, you know, it'd be good that the Bucks, low key, good the Bucks to get, you know, are in the finals, so we could, like, the pettiness will be amped up. All I am is just more miserable. It's not really Siobhan, making the shows any easier.
Siobhan, can you bring some joy to this occasion? Like, I feel like you're enjoying these finals, or you're enjoying the excellence of Chris Middleton, who annoys the living fuck out of me.
Somebody has to.
He looks like a barracuda. took human form. Someone said I look like a tennis instructor. Listen,
I was just gonna call that out.
Brian Goins.
Listen,
that's a good one.
If you're asking what kind of pants you wearing now, Pride shit, and Pride Month is over. I always support Pride. Also, my fucking taper is fucked up. So we're rocking the visor tonight. Siobhan, what are you drinking? And Siobhan, go straight into how you feel about this series. Because I feel like we're all Debbie Downers about this shit. And you're kind of enjoying this.
I mean, I can't understand. No, I mean, I don't know about the excellence of Chris Middleton. But everything else he said was pretty all right. You know, I have been enjoying it. You know, Devin played well tonight. I do think he responded to oh shit.
Lefty Lave says Alf looks like he has a cell phone clip on his belt that sticks out and his shirt tucks in so it shows. Listen, man.
Yep.
I know I look like dad in a soccer game. It's okay. It's all good. Go ahead, Siobhan. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. No, I've been enjoying it for the most part. I enjoyed kind of what I saw tonight until they just, like, I don't know. It was fun to watch, but Phoenix had every opportunity to win the game. Like, Milwaukee was trying to give them the game. And they just didn't want it, couldn't hold on to it, literally and figuratively. You know, Chris, you know, had some other stuff going on, I suppose. But, like, I don't know. I think it's been cool to see. I don't necessarily have a dog in this fight. I want Phoenix to win. So I'm, you know, hate watching is a thing. It's cool to do, but I've been enjoying it. The refs be rigging, you know, this. So it's funny. I watched the game with my roommate. Shout out to her. went to the combine and stuff. And so she was sitting here watching with me. She was like, they are fucking this game up. Oh my God. Oh, like, I want to call Tom.
Oh my God.
Fucking it up.
So,
but like not even on like the obvious stuff, on like the obvious stuff and some like lesser stuff. It's like, no, they are fucking this game up. This is crazy.
They about to give you game. They about to give us seven.
Ace says I got them Air Monarchs on. By the way, no, I don't. But
you got the white ones on with the blue check.
I do own a pair of Air Monarchs. Not gonna lie. I can't. That's a long story. I'm gonna say that one for Light Skin Opinions. I think I told that one on Light Skin Opinions. I came out of a divorce, not been in the game in years. Walked up.
That's
into
where
the,
you get the Air Monarchs.
Walked up into the fucking barbershop with some Air Monarchs on. I have never been roasted so bad in my life.
Yeah, you deserve
I
it.
I walked up into the fucking barbershop. I had them Air Monarchs, and they were killing your boy. But most. We talk about refs now and again on this show, but it's not even like the refs were one-sided. I do feel like the Bucks are allowed
to were fucking it up for everyone.
Yeah, but I feel like the Bucks are allowed to defend like no other team in the NBA.
Right.
Like, they are allowed to be way more physical than any other team in the league. But it's not even about that tonight. It is just about sheer ineptitude. Like, it was just so bad. Like, watching that game, it's like, what are y'all even calling? What are y'all not calling? Balls are going off people's knees, legs, fingers. They're not. It was just a shit show.
Listen, like I said earlier, they were calling it bad for both sides. So I'm not here trying to, you know, pick any sides. But with that being said, if I was a Milwaukee Bucks fan, oh my God, Devin, like in my mind, Devin Booker fouled out of this game. Had they come back and won it on a Devin Booker shot like that, I am desperate to know what was going through the ref's head at that moment. Like, was he just swallowing the whistle and he was just like, I'm not, no matter what happens, because he almost froze there. That was such an obvious call there at the end. But yeah, the refs suck. This series has been, it was a great second half though. And shout out Devin Booker, who played phenomenal until he fouled out. Take me out.
But here's the thing. It's Shmeekis Moenick says Al dressed like he puts on way too much cool water. Correct. Tiff, it ain't just that. Like, if you're a Bucks fan, you're mad about the Booker shit. But if you're a Suns fan, you're just mad about the fact that, like, you can't defend. Like, I watched Devin Booker defend Drew Holiday and get a foul called on him. And then on the other side, Pat Connaughton defend Devin Booker the same exact way, and nothing gets called. And it happened multiple times. So, like, it's one of those times you walk away, and both fans of both teams were probably like, these refs is trash.
They were trash. The sad part is that they were so trash, Phoenix still could have won the game. Like, they still could have won the game. So at some point, yeah, they was trash as fuck. But Phoenix had every opportunity to win the game. Between Chris Paul and Cameron Payne, neither one of them actually made a complete guard tonight. That's why they lost the game.
Yeah.
That's why they lost the game.
Devin Chris Booker Paul needed a modicum of help.
Just one of them.
He needed one of them. Just something, please,
and,
for
God's
sake.
And I was a little disappointed that Cameron Payne didn't give what he's been giving all year. So this is not me dragging old school Cameron Payne from long, long time ago that all he could do was dance long time ago.
No, he wasn't contributing what he normally does.
Exactly.
And they felt it. They needed that bad when Devin was
so
on the
between
bench.
Him and Chris Paul, that's why they lost. The refs were shitty, but they had every opportunity. Yeah. Honestly, three less turnovers, five more points from Cameron Payne, you won the game.
Yeah, and just real quick, shout out DeAndre Ayton, who was killing it on the board.
Killing on the board.
Well, why can't we open up everything?
Right, but if you want to talk about fouls, let's be realistic, because somebody got to call it out. Every block by Giannis ain't a block.
Oh my God.
Man is getting come on. There was one, they were like, look at that awesome block.
The recovery.
And Chris, no. The one where Cameron Payne was smashed in between Giannis and someone else. He literally was smashed in between the two of them trying to get a layup, and Giannis is on top of him. That's a foul.
He treated the opposing player like a fucking boogie board, all right?
He hit Chris Paul so hard, he went flying.
Y'all ever seen, I forget what movie it was, Ben Stiller. And he's
Along Came Polly.
Along Came Polly.
If Giannis didn't have a shirt on, you'd have a mouthful of his fucking chest hair, dude. But then he blocks it after he puts his nipple in your mouth.
Looks like a body foul. Of like a Bucks fan. Like,
yeah, come on. Those are fouls.
They are fouls. But listen, it ain't just being hateful. You know what I'm saying? We do the hate watch and we do the pity shit. But Siobhan, watching this game, man. Like, Devin Booker did everything he could.
Yeah.
They called some bullshit fouls. He had to sit down for spells. But when he sat down, every once in a while, you would think Chris Paul's about to – he hit, like, one jumper, hit a runner, and you thought he was going to do something, and then nothing.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. And then nothing. Dev sat down, and then, exactly what you said. Chris had two buckets, and you're like, okay – is this where Chris, turns it on? Is this where he, settles in for the game? It was not. Is this where Cam sees, okay, Chris doesn't have it. Maybe I can. It was not. Mikal had been playing, really well this series. You didn't really see, that punch from him. Cam Johnson shot, about as well as he'd been shooting. I don't know yet. Like you said, Devin just needed somebody. Like, come on. I know I shat the bed last game. I shat the bed the first half of game two. Come on, like, we here. They are trying to give us the game. Someone come with me and let's go take it. And right. He was in the alley by himself.
Again, you know looking
Paul
at Devin.
Cost us, right?
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You know what Chris Paul just cost us?
What you mean?
Freedom. Seven games.
Oh, it's going seven.
It's going
yeah.
seven. He yeah. just cost. We want yeah. free.
Yeah.
We want free. Saturday show just gonna be a replay of Chris Middleton mid-range shot.
But watching Devin Booker tonight, like to Alf's point last time, it's like, goddamn, like he is so explosive.
Let
he
him
is
play.
So good.
I don't care how bad the defense. Let the motherfucker play. But
he might have needed a fire.
I do want to say this.
I'm with that, Tiff, for real.
Yeah.
He came out hungry tonight.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Come on. Okay.
No,
whatever, we talked about that.
I get it. We did it last.
Yeah.
But I do want.
No, I know. I just, right, I'm still kind of with Alf last time. But whatever.
Devin Booker had 9 free throws. Jay Crowder had 7. Mikal Bridges, DeAndre Ayton, and Chris Paul had 0 fucking free throws.
Well, the fact that Ayton didn't. The other two, whatever, because, come on, the other two. But Ayton, how many rebounds did he have?
Like 16?
Ayton had 17 rebounds.
So you mean to tell me?
Not a single fucking time?
All the times my arms is in the air, they not getting hit?
Yeah, that's true.
That's what you're telling me?
I don't know about this. Hayden CP3 says something's wrong with CP3's hand, but that's no excuse for all the turnovers.
Well, he's got torn ligaments.
Disagree.
Kind of go and yeah.
That's literally like causation.
Kind of hand in hand.
Something wrong with my hand. My emails ain't going out fast enough. All right, you know what I'm saying? That's my job is mostly sending emails. I'm like, oh, why don't you send something? My hand hurt, bitch. I don't play basketball for a living.
Can I go click?
So I'm like, listen, I made the excuse for Devin Booker last game. I don't feel like I made an excuse. I just said there was a reason that he didn't play, and if you were going to sit him down. But here's the problem. There is no sitting down Chris Paul for the Phoenix Suns.
No,
because it's if it's not him, it's Campaign. And we saw what Campaign did tonight. There was a fast break, and I believe it was Drew Holiday, and he just watched his ass just drive straight. and Cam Johnson's over here like guarding three people, like, can someone help me? Cam Johnson is he's adorable. Okay.
Well,
nobody should leave Cam Johnson by himself on a fast break. I feel bad for Cam Johnson. Campaign was just like, you on your own, bro. Like, I don't get paid for defense. I get paid for dancing, looking like Sid from Ice Age, and making shots here and there. That's all I get paid to do.
That's all I get paid to do. I mean, it is.
I put that out there, and I let y'all hang out there, just like y'all
get to drive.
My bad.
To drive,
you're fine. But to Tiff's point, to that point, that's not even. We're not talking about when he was. When that was all he's paid to do was dance. You know, be goofy and be hype. No, like we're asking you to make plays. You've been making plays. He didn't make plays tonight, in times where plays needed to be made.
Well, I would have put and this probably would have got us all fucked up on defense. But I would have put Cam Johnson in. And took Chris Paul out.
Yeah.
And I would have ran a backcourt of Cam Johnson and Campaign. Guess what? If they can't do nothing else, they're going to run up and down.
Yeah.
At least. But listen, my thing is,
I think that's going to solve the turnover problem, though.
Chris Paul got you. I mean, Chris Paul has turned the ball over crazy. But do you, Moose, do you take Chris Paul out? Like, do you?
Listen, I don't take out Chris Paul until he tells me, hey, I'm a detriment to the team, take me out.
Yeah.
Because CP3 at, and I hate this phrase, but it's the truth. CP3 at like 60, 70% is still better than what you got in Campaign. And,
but it wasn't.
But no. I trust CP3 to at least make the right basketball decision and set up the offense as best as he can.
Yeah. And he
I
did
can't
it.
Say that with
he
Cam.
He didn't, but you have to ride with that dude.
But you don't.
That's what I'm saying.
You didn't ride last week.
Someone said yes. Giannis had the best block in NBA Finals history, and no one's talking about
why
it.
Why don't he do this?
No, he didn't. It was a bad
We say that every single year, by the way. Every year there's a block.
Devin threw a really bad pass that gave Giannis the angle to block that. Stop doing that.
Someone said, why Al for an advisor inside the house at night? Because my hairline is fucked up. My haircut appointment is tomorrow. Y'all ain't gonna see me with the fucking LeBron jagged ass hairline. I need my barber to do magic and make that shit look straight.
It's just like a hat. What's the difference?
Look, Moose wearing a hat, but nobody talking shit to Moose.
Backwards in the house. Chill. Nobody saying nothing about that.
Cowboys 2K9 said LeBron's was better. Was he talking about LeBron's hairline?
Or the block?
Like, no, I think he's talking about LeBron's hairline.
Yeah.
It definitely was not better.
I like the backwards visor. Do it again.
Yeah.
Good luck. Whoa, like, MTV Spring Break 2003.
That's what I'm saying. I look like Jersey.
Jerry.
Turn that back.
Not the father.
Right.
Thank you.
Oh man.
Just doing that made me lose a millimeter off my fucking hairline. Thank you, Siobhan. Can't play with a 40-year-old hairline like that. Fuck you talking about.
Oh, that friction, my bad.
That's a lot of friction. That's a lot of friction. Okay, I want to kind of get into DeAndre Ayton a little bit.
DeAndre.
What'd I say?
You play too much.
Entree Ayton.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
DeAndre Ayton, 3 for 9. There was this conversation, is he better than Bam?
Yo, bros.
What did I say?
You said DeAndre Ayton. Like Giannis and Trey. DeAndre.
Listen, I've been drinking.
DeAndre Antetokounmpo.
I've been drinking a long time. But DeAndre Ayton, there was a conversation that this motherfucker is better than Bam. And someone said he's offensively better than Bam, which I found offensive as fuck.
You shouldn't.
And the thing is, he was 3 for 9, and I'm not bagging on DeAndre because I felt like a lot of times where he made a mistake on offense, he came back and made up for it defensively. But I mean, are we really putting him in the same atmosphere as Bam right now, or was that just prisoner of the moment bullshit from NBA fans, Tiff?
I mean, it could be both. Depends on how this series pans out for him, because offensively he was great up until game one of this series, because he's been good. So we can't say he's not as good as Bam, because he showed us he could be, but we don't know if he can sustain it.
Literally
he's being smashed in between Brooke and Giannis all night. He's getting hacked. He's not getting calls. So we know he's got the skill set. We've seen him do fadeaways. We've seen him do hook shots. We've seen him hit the 15-foot jump shot. Like, he has all the moves. Does he have the consistency? Not right now. But that's the same thing with Bam.
Go ahead, Siobhan.
Young.
But here's my thing with Bam. There's a guy. Siobhan, go ahead.
So one, yes, that's the same thing with Bam. He's still young. We haven't seen it from him consistently yet. And look at the bigs that DeAndre has played better than this entire playoffs. He outplayed the fuck out of AD. He outplayed Jokic. He's been playing well all season. Like, there is a reason that he was the number one overall pick when he was
number
drafted,
one
right?
Overall.
Like, there, and that is for a reason. He has incredible. He has, you know, like, good bones, like a solid found. Like, he has. He's made up of great stuff.
Got good bones.
No, for real. Like, he does. He's definitely more offensive minded than Bam, and I think his bag is a little bit bigger than Bam's. He has post moves.
Wild. You're talking about him. Bam brings the ball up. He's a point center. Like, he passes the ball. Like, we're talking about everything on offense. We're not just talking about within 5 feet of the rim. What his bag is.
Okay, and even go ahead, Moose.
No. I'm here to back you up, Siobhan, because I don't know if I'm going to say his bag is deeper than Bam's, but here's the difference. DeAndre Ayton has had to bring his bag to every single game. He's always been somebody that has had to contribute way more offensively than Bam would put on his shoulders. At least in college, we could say that. And one thing that I also want to say, just to the kind of like the outlier of maybe why DeAndre Ayton took such a big jump this year. He's also playing with a legitimate point guard that is making the game much easier for him.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So that is a big outlier. But with that being said, I do not want to discredit. I think DeAndre Ayton will flourish even more offensively. I just think
I like DeAndre Ayton a lot. I really do. I like him. I think he's a Tyson Chandler style rim running big who can play defense and do a lot of things and do things offensively around the rim that just makes it easier for everybody. But when did Tyson Chandler flourish the most? He flourished the most next to Chris Paul. Like these rim running bigs. I just think Bam is so much more than a rim running big. And I think DeAndre Ayton is a little bit more than, but when you talk about an offensive bat, we're talking about Bam sitting, you know, DeAndre Ayton ain't bringing up the ball. DeAndre orchestrating offense.
When Bam brings it up, how often is he looking to do something with it past bringing it up and pitching?
Now, that's a whole different story.
That's to his back, though. He's not attacking when he's – he's advancing it past half court and pitching it back.
But
he's
talking about a guy who can't even do that. So if you're talking about bags – DeAndre Ayton ain't doing that. You don't have to.
It's two different types of bags here.
There's different bags. Exactly. Yes,
now you're talking about a low post bag, who's got a better low post game? It's DeAndre Ayton. It's not even close. But offensively, who brings more to the table? It's Bam Adebayo. It's not even close. And then on defense, now who protects the rim better? It's DeAndre Ayton. Like, get out of here. But if you're talking about who can switch 1 through 5, that's Bam Adebayo.
Well, so I think to Moose's point, I mean, if the Heat can add a legit, like a true point
then
guard,
we can actually finally
then you,
this
I
shit
think
out.
it can be an easier comparison.
Now before we get into Bond's breakdowns, I want to ask you guys. I wonder sometimes if you do bring a legit point guard and next to Bam. Is Bam even going to know how to play with that dude?
No.
Because we watch him on Team USA. When he doesn't have the ball in his hands, Bam don't know what the fuck to do.
He got to learn.
Yes.
I hope he will, but did they break him? did they put so did the Heat put so much on him from a playmaking standpoint that they've almost broken this motherfucker? Like, I'm afraid of that sometimes.
They don't have anyone on Team USA trying to actually get it to him. So that's not
Nobody
even fair to
USA
judge
Bam.
There.
Thank you.
Right, that's not fair
point.
To judge there. Yeah.
Great point.
But I do think there is something to be said. Like, is his natural big man game, like, will that come out if he had, I don't know.
The truth is, Pop doesn't want Bam to play too good.
Yes.
Because it makes his decision last time look way worse.
You know what? I think King Jock just said the perfect fucking thing. My mouse ain't working. It says King Jock says Ayton is a better center, Bam is a better player. I think that is a perfect way to put it,
and I think that's fair.
That's fair.
Probably because Bam's a forward.
It's fair for now. It's very fair, and it's fair for now.
High key. High motherfucking key. But let's actually get into what we came here for, what the people came here for. Let's get into Bonds breakdowns.
You do so much.
Oh, hold on, hold up. Let me break it down so it can forever and consistently be broke.
We just have a few Suns offensive sets and one really, really good defensive set. Go ahead. So, pause. So the whole series, we've been trying to I've been trying to figure out what is their strategy with playing Brook. How and where do they want him guarding DeAndre? There's no reason for Brook to be trying to stop Chris here. Yes, he pokes at it and, you know, it causes Chris to stumble a bit. But go ahead and play. Doing that, pause. He allows DeAndre to get behind him. Like, you've been in the drop this whole thing. Why are you out here trying to, poke at stuff you don't have any business poking at? Now you look dumb. Go ahead. Fumbles it. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Kicks out. Again, pause. Brooke, why are you that far up? Why are you that far out? You've been playing DeAndre.
What are you doing?
You've been playing DeAndre below the, between the charge circle and the broken circle. Why are you that high up? Now there's nothing in the back. Go ahead. Chris just has free lane. I didn't understand that.
That was one of his three made baskets.
Right.
Mm. Oh, sorry. Five.
Oh, way off. What's happening here? Oh, okay, pause. So, why did it pause on the flash?
Crazy.
All right, so yeah, they're just set up in the office. Go ahead, my bad. In here. All right, so pause. Jay wanted to get it to DeAndre. Jay's fronting him. DeAndre was pointing to get it back to Devin because that's another kind of high-low look from the top of the key. That would have been a long pass to make. Pat Connaughton over here was in bad defense because I think this is Mikal. Mikal wasn't even deep in the corner. He was high enough in the corner to where Pat should have seen him. He doesn't. I don't know why. Again, he's having to help for DeAndre. Mikal does a good thing. He comes, flashes to the, elbow area, play. And they have a good high-low look situation. He doesn't take it. That's a good shot. But that type of look is there. It's probably something they maybe should have looked at. Go ahead. So pause here. DeAndre sets the screen. Had he opened up differently, he has Giannis on his back and this play could be over. Cause that's either a dive and a bucket for him, or whoever this is guarding Devin, I think that's Pat, has to come over. Devin flashes up, that's a good skip, whatever. DeAndre should have
Portis overcommits and Cam Johnson.
Yep. If DeAndre puts Giannis on his back, that sucks so much out of this possession. Go ahead. We don't get a shot, nothing here. Kick back out here, pause. Inset in this screen here, right here. If DeAndre just dives straight down, his first two steps are wide in doing that.
It's a dunk.
Yeah, if he dives down, then Chris definitely has to come over and whoever that is needs to get in bounds and get in the short corner. In the dunker spot, that's a strong move. DeAndre bows out too much. Small things, but it makes a difference. Go ahead. And I don't remember what the rest of this looked like. Oh yeah, and but he maintained eye contact. That was what I saw today. Maintained eye contact and pass. Last thing, this was their defensive possession to open the start of the half. Everybody does a great job here. Pause. Chris doesn't, or whoever this, I think this is Chris. Chris doesn't let PJ cross to the other side of the court. He forces him to cycle back out, same side. Go ahead. Pause. Devin fights over top. Go ahead. Pause. Mikal is fighting with him. He stays with him. He's going to get a little bit behind. Keep going. Pause. Devin shows and stays long enough. Mikal keeps coming to get back. Devin's going to get back. Go ahead. Pause. Jay traps here. Jay forces whoever this is with the ball to have to turn back into the area that he just came from, which also allows Jay to recover to Brook. Go ahead.
Middleton.
Yep.
Punk
and then we get a bad shot at the end. I thought that was a beautiful sequence to defensively to start the second half. It's like, yeah, if Chris, you just want him to, like, I don't know. It's just something, like, he plays well, but you just don't want to root for him.
I just, I watched that whole game, and I was like, the Suns did the what they needed to do to win, and they just did it. it's weird to say it. Like, they did what they needed to do to win, and, like, it was just so many times that they could have took control of the game, and they didn't. Like, right. I swear it's like watching the fucking Miami Heat sometimes. You're watching them play the fucking Knicks in the regular season, or not the Knicks, or could they beat the shit out of the Knicks in the regular season. But you're watching them play the Wizards in the regular season, and you're watching them, they're better. And if they just do what they're supposed to be doing and they complete plays, they should win by 15, and then you're watching them, and it's like, there's 2 minutes left, and like, why are you up two?
Right. Why it's four are you or five tied? Possessions, and then
why
from
are
there,
you down three? Why are you down five? Why are you down eight, nigga? What happened? Like, what happened to this game? Like you're watching this shit. It's just wild.
Don't worry about it, Alf. You're not gonna have to watch this again next year. Ain't neither one of these teams coming back.
No. Oh, you know that? Like this fluke as fuck.
Coming back where?
To the finals.
Oh, I mean,
you got a real off season. Everybody's healthy, hitting the ground running.
Man,
neither one of these teams are coming back.
Utah and Denver would smack the fuck out the Phoenix Suns.
Everybody's healthy,
fully healthy. The Lakers. I mean, come on.
I don't know. Brooklyn. I mean, the Suns are good.
But
they're not the great Suns right now. And the Suns
they're not great to run through a healthy Western Conference.
And we were just talking about, like, you know, Chris Paul's injury. I mean, you know, there's
I enjoy. First of all, enjoy this.
I'm trying to get some fights and content going here right now.
Listen, I hear you. I enjoy the Suns. I like the Suns. I want Chris Paul to win a title. If we're going to do the thing where we think Chris Paul is going to get all the way to the NBA Finals healthy again next year.
Right. Like, come on.
That's a solid point. That's what I'm saying.
You know, that's what the Heat banked on with Goran Dragic this year.
Right.
Yeah.
And we saw how that shit rolls. Like,
don't do that.
This is your chance. This is your opportunity.
Wait, Siobhan, what was it?
Foolish.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, like, this ain't gonna be the same fucking finals next year.
It's not.
No,
it's really not.
That won't. Yeah.
You think Chris stays?
I think he stays, but they're not coming back.
If he gets paid,
how much do you think he's looking to get?
They're gonna pay him.
Somebody.
They don't have a choice. But
somebody paid his money.
It ain't my money. Pay him.
Yeah.
Listen, you Phoenix.
Right.
You gotta pay somebody.
Who else you gonna get?
You gotta do that. Once the stay is helping your young stars, you gotta right.
Kevin Johnson ain't walking through that door.
I think he stays.
Yeah, he's staying. But the thing
who's
is,
coming out? All right, who in the East?
They better get a fucking backup point guard. If
that's gonna be a dog fight. If everybody's healthy,
I'm not counting out Boston anymore. I'm not kind of, if Brooklyn's healthy, get the fuck out of here.
I guess we can't even, but think about it. We can't really talk about Boston because
we don't know what they're going to look like.
We don't know
what we're going to look like.
I was just going to say, I think the Miami Heat are going to make it to the finals. I think Steph Curry is going to lead us there. I think he's going to drop like 50. I think Damian Lillard off the bench is going to be phenomenal for us.
I mean, a combination of Steph, Kawhi, Beal, Bam, and Butler. I mean, it's going to be hard to contend with.
Yeah.
Right. Even if Brooklyn is healthy. Yeah.
And of course, you know, my man Drip Drop, he's going to go off for like 40, 50, 60 points averaging, something like that. I don't know. We'll see.
Portland. In Boston?
I don't know, man. I got like two more cereal boxes. I just got to figure out what I'm going to do with them.
Shit's gonna be stale as fuck by now.
And Kawhi Moose. Gonna be on the bench rehabbing.
Right. Yeah, it just came partially torn. Where did that come from?
He gonna come back.
What do you mean what?
We know where it came from, but like, I don't know.
it's a weird history with the health diagnosis from his teams and stuff, man. I don't know what's going on there.
He can't keep pointing the finger at all these doctors.
Oh, Moose said we get that 30.
Bye.
Moose said he's done.
Damn. That's funny. But yeah, no, that is unfortunate, Kawhi's. What? Yeah, he can't keep pointing the finger.
He can't keep pointing the fingers at everybody else. It's his body. It's breaking down.
Yeah. He looked like he played like an old man.
I just don't get it. Like, he looked like he in shape. Like,
yes, but like his movements are
degenerative.
So, like,
his knees are degenerative, so it's never gonna be. They're never gonna be right.
Moves.
What happened?
Well, you were trying to come in for like the after show or something.
What?
Moose turned his mic off.
Right. Oh my god! This Moose, well you're really. You.
Yeah, I was gonna do my my emails before bed. What's going on?
How's your wrist?
How you doing, bud?
How you doing, bud? You all right? You want to do a cutout?
Dread.
Out your wrist.
We can do a cutout to get, you know, get out of here on the joke.
The joke was in the wrist.
Right.
Oh, I missed it?
Yeah, no. I mean, God. Do you need me to reset the timer, guys? I thought we had this planned out.
I've been drinking.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.